AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Ukraine, fire damage caused the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant to be temporarily cut off from the electrical grid today. Meanwhile, the death toll from a Russian rocket attack on a train station in the central part of the country climbed to 25. Russia says it was a military train, claiming to have killed more than 200 Ukrainian reservists. And after 6 months of war, President Vladimir Putin has ordered a 13% increase in troop strength. In this country, a judge has ordered the Justice Department to make public a redacted version of the affidavit it relied on when federal agents searched former President Trump's Florida estate. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer now with news from California on electric vehicles.
California regulators have approved a plan requiring all new cars, trucks, and SUVs to run on electricity or hydrogen by 2035. Regulators are aiming for a dramatic cut in carbon emissions and an eventual end to gasoline-powered vehicles. The decision by the California Air Resources Board came 2 years after Governor Gavin Newsom first directed regulators to consider such a policy. If the goal is reached, California would cut emissions from cars in half by 2040. The move gives the most populous U.S. state the world's most stringent regulations for transitioning to electric vehicles. The policy still needs federal approval, but that's considered very likely under President Joe Biden's administration.
The Commerce Department has upgraded its estimate of the second quarter gross domestic product, but it still shows the economy shrinking 0.6%. Rita Foley on how the jobs market is doing.
Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week as the labor market continues to stand out as one of the strongest segments of the economy. For the week ending August 20th, applications for unemployment fell by 2,000 to 243,000, says the Labor Department.
Gains a bit stronger on Wall Street today. The S&P added 1.4%, the Dow 1%, and the Nasdaq 1.7%. This is AP News. Michigan's Bureau of Elections has recommended approval of a ballot initiative seeking to enshrine abortion rights into the state's constitution. Meantime, President Biden is kicking off a midterm election push with a rally in a Democratic stronghold. Our Sagar Meghani is with him in Maryland. He's got a look at what's ahead.
75 days before the November elections that'll decide congressional control, the president's aiming to turn months of legislative wins into wins at the polls.
We'll deliver results for the American people.
Tonight in Rockville, Maryland, he'll headline a Democratic National Committee rally, an event aides say will ease him into an aggressive campaign season. Just a few months ago, Democrats were bracing for significant losses, but intense voter reaction to the Supreme Court's abortion ruling and progress on issues from gun control to climate change have changed their fortunes. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.